I do, I agree. I think you need a survey on it.
You think there's already one?
Yes, I know there is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
For sure.
There again, how would you know? Well, maybe the corners just need to be remarked or something.
Probably so. But the old fence line was pretty close to where the land was.
Well, I thought it was, but I don't know. Of course, I'm not totally familiar with it.
And the fence was on, some of the trees was on my side. The fence was down to me, some was on that side.
Before you put up another fence, you're going to have a survey done so you know the fence is on you.
Oh, well, like I said, I know there's a survey on. I haven't had one done.
You're going to have your pens located. You're going to provide some due diligence so you're not putting a fence on the neighbor.
Yeah, before I put money on a fence, I'll make sure it's on there.
Done. Okay.
But it don't. It wouldn't in this case require a privacy fence necessarily. I don't know. I suggest in situations like this, it's always a good thing to talk to your neighbors. You might be surprised. You might work it out before you get back here next Monday.
Well, that'd be fine. That'd be fine.
And let's check on the survey thing on that. Locate the pen so we can be at ease in our mind about what we're doing on the thing, I suppose. And you can too.
Okay.
Anything else?
And you had discussed clearing the fence with a member of the family that lives here, somebody. But you said you talked to their son or somebody?
Yes, I'm not sure how many sons she's got, but I talked to one of them. He's usually out there burning stuff, trash, and brush and stuff. But he said they wanted the wood.
Okay.
And he said it was all right to push them, so that he had talked to his mom. I mean, I didn't personally speak to her.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. There was no one else opposing that. There was no one else for it.
Let her come back up.
Do I need to come back up there?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. We want to know what's going on. We don't want a lot of reputation or anything, but we want to know what's going on.
I was just going to say that my mother was not, as it was just previously said, was nothing. None of this was discussed to her. She was at a nursing home over in Branson recovering from.
Well, I understand that, but I also know that it was discussed because I know some of your family.
Yes, but the permission did not come from my mother, as he just said.
I understand that.
Okay. She didn't have no say over it. It was already done.
Okay. I understand that.
Okay.
You've made your point.
Well, she's very adamant about that she did not give her decision. She is the property
owner. I understand.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that closes the public hearing on 1739. We'll move on to number 1740.
This property is 918 State Highway 86, the Nick Yanios Dentist Office property. Brad Youngblood's the representative. This is one of two properties that are side by side. We're discussing this one first, and it's the one that was the home. Everybody has their bearings. Applicant seeking approval of special use permit for the ability to nightly rent an existing single-family home. Per the assessor's information, the property is 1.38 acres in size. The single-family residence was built in 2002. The property is served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. The septic system was issued in 2002, a permit issued in 2002 for a 1,000-gallon tank and 160 linear feet of 10-inch gravelless pipe. In 2005, an open and repair permit was issued for an additional 100 feet of 10-inch gravelless pipe or lateral line. The 260-plus linear feet of lateral would be consistent with past permits for a three-bedroom home. The residence includes a two-car garage and ample parking in front of the garage for the five parking spaces needed. The lots to the northwest are currently residential. A buffer plan is needed for the northwest property line. The property to the northeast is currently a fire station, and the property to the southwest is a vacant dentist office. This is looking at the area of the lot to the northeast. That's the residence. It's at the corner. And here's looking on the backside of both buildings. These are just some pictometry views, and I'll go to it so we can. For the nightly rental provisions, the development guidance code, the maximum occupancy, we know, so that therefore we'd have a four-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 10, and thus the same with the parking, two parking spaces per each individual, one parking space per two individuals, so a total of five parking spaces. Project received a total score of 2 on the policy checklist. The owner, which is Nick Yanyos, is requesting the special use permit be issued to the buyer, Jan Allen and Michael Clure, doing business as Cheatham Creek Estates, LLC. The applicant's buffer plan consists of planting the arborvitaes along the property line between the nightly rental structure and the residence to the northwest. The arborvitaes will be planted 2 to 3 feet apart for a total of 30 feet. We were out there and measured the area between that corner of that home. And then it gets into a vegetative area. And here's some other pictures of the arborvitae, just to give you examples how they are. Our staff recommendations, I don't believe we have any changes on this one, except on our certificate of compliance, the county commission did approve the amendment that we sent to them last Monday. So it's been added to this, and I'll go ahead and read it on this one. A certificate of compliance, or a CFC, must be issued for each nightly rental special use permit, certifying that the structure or its use is in compliance with all applicable Taney County Development Guidance Code provisions, including but not limited to the compliance with the local Taney County Fire District and all other planning commission requirements of the decision of record. Before issuing a CFC for each nightly rental special use permit, all requirements in the decision of record must be completed. If the special use permit is requested for an existing nightly rental seeking Taney County Guidance Code compliance due to the lack of a special use permit for nightly rental, special use permit must have the CFC issued within 90 days after the approval, or the nightly rental shall cease until a CFC for the special use permit is issued. The deadline can be administratively extended if the approval is appealed to the Board of Adjustment, and evidence of scheduling any modifications required for the CFC is presented to the planning staff. And I believe that read, if the special use permit is for a new nightly rental, the CFC has to be in place. I don't know why that left off, but that CFC has to be in place before they start renting if it's a new nightly rental. That's how that read. And I think that's the only change to the staff recommendations on this one that we had. That's all I had.
Okay. The applicant for the position. Do you have any questions for this gentleman? I have one. I don't know if it's so much of a question, but I am not comfortable with the driveway to the second building.
I know. I'm working
going by
on it
the
here.
First building, and I just wondered if we could add some language in there that if the use changed, or if there could be anything that we could do to strengthen that situation so there wouldn't be a potential problem come up. I don't know. That's just kind of my feelings on it. I didn't know what the rest of you thought.
Does one property have a right of way to the other property right now?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's purchasing both properties together.
Yeah, but you may sell the other one. That's what he's saying, is we need to make sure that you basically can get access to both.
Or if one decided to go out of the rental business and you had the back one in there and they are still in the rental business, I can see a potential problem.
Well, that'd be between him and the other buyer when the time came.
Yeah.
I suppose so. I don't know. It just kind of bothered me a little bit.
Well, which right now, you know, they share a driveway with Dollar General. So, you know, that's just something that they've worked out, you know, prior to selling that property, which I'd say would be the same kind of scenario if they were, you know, if he was selling one or the other, because he would have to give them access to the property prior to selling the property.
Well, they have access to it now. They have it right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the problem I'm is about the driveway going on to the second building. I'm not worried about the Dollar General shared driveway.
Right, which,
but
you know,
after
if he sold
it gets on the property and then it's going to the second building.
Right.
And if the second building was a nightly rental and the first building went into back to where it was just a private residence, I can see it maybe as being a potential problem. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong. I don't know.
That just had to be worked out between the buyer and the seller.
Yeah, I mean, he just have to give him easement.
Or the other one can get him a driveway over there with the state.
Well, or these applicants are coming through together, basically, but they're separate applications, right?
Yeah, because they'll each need a special use permit mm-hmm. per building.
So
and they're kind of unique properties.
Being separate applications was why I had the concern, because they wouldn't necessarily both change.
What would you suggest to them?
I don't have one, really. I just see the problem.
Yeah. Well, they can't stop them out. You know, they can't stop them from driving past.
No, that's true.
And that's a real estate transaction problem.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And I'm sure that property has an easement to
Well,
it.
I just kind of wanted to voice
yeah,
my concern.
To get to it, but this one may not, because he's owned both these from the get-go.
Yeah, they're both under the same ownership.
He's
so.
Owned them both. But if they ever got ready to sell the one, that's a real estate transaction
have to
problem.
Deal with it when
yeah,
they do that.
Right.
We're not up here to do that.
Not really. But I still had a concern.
The only concern I've got is with the sewer. And
which
I mean,
we met with Scott and John Suti, mm-hmm. and then with the potential buyer, and then Mike Youngblood, which put in the septic.
Yeah.
And so we kind of got a game plan together and, you know, what
we'll
they were
going to cover
requiring.
That on that next yeah. one. Yeah. This one was matched pretty close, and it hadn't shown signs of failure
right.
on this one. It was pretty close to the
yeah.
size.
Randy had
I've got a question on the current house, not the business or even the dental office. But on that house where the property line is, what is the potential occupancy going to be on that?
Well, it's going to be four bedrooms, so two per bedroom.
Ten.
Okay, my question is going to be, is there going to be enough parking space within that property?
Well, you've got that whole center.
Two-car garage.
Well, that part's on the other property.
Right.
Right, if you sell that property, two different owners, possibly.
Same situation as the road.
Let's see here. I've got a picture. There is a two-car garage, and then this area. You'd have to have three cars outside the garage.
About how close to the property line come to that house?
Those are not always accurate.
No, we can't really go by that. That's just a question.
Is there a reason why the owner is not combining the parcels?
I think tax purposes. And not to say that he won't do that, but as of right now, this is how it's laid out for just far as the Yanyos is headed.
I guess I should say the buyers.
Yeah.
I'm not as concerned with the taxes as I am parking. Well, yeah, but if it's sold, it can be sold at a later date.
Is it already split? I mean, legally, and a survey done on it?
I believe so.
Yeah, they want to be split on that.
If it sells and they want to use it for a nightly rental again when there's a parking issue, they'll have to reapply because it does not go with the sale, the permit.
Yeah, so it don't go with the permit
yeah.
anyway.
When they sell it, they'll have to apply for permit. When they do, we can deal with the parking at that time.
Which, if he's going to sell one or the other, he's going to have to do whatever it takes to sell the property. I mean, it's...
You got a two-car garage, and I see an automobile parked there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see three more automobiles next to it, and if there's two inside and three outside, four outside, I don't see a parking problem.
No, there's lots of property there, absolutely.
There's enough pavement there to park them now.
They're going to have to turn around and that's somebody else's property.
Not only if he sells it, if he does, then they can put more parking in.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Yeah.